border showdown, and a nation at a crossroads, unpacking Hannity's latest insights. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. Last night's Hannity was a roller coaster of conservative truths, tackling the head-spinning world of politics with the verve and vim reminiscent of a legendary conservative radio host. As always, Hannity was the maestro, orchestrating a symphony of insights that resonated with the pulse of America. The show opened with a bang, highlighting the meteoric rise of Democratic presidential hopeful Dean Phillips. This once obscure congressman is shaking things up in the Democratic Party, sprinting ahead in New Hampshire polls. But the spotlight quickly shifted to the man of the hour, Senator Tim Scott, who candidly discussed the appalling personal attacks he's faced from the left. It's a grim reminder of the divisive tactics plaguing our political landscape. Hannity then steered us south to the Rio Grande, where a showdown of epic proportions is unfolding. Texas is standing tall, taking the reins to enforce laws and secure the border, much to the chagrin of President Biden. It's a tale of David and Goliath, with Texas Governor Abbott donning the armor of righteousness against the Goliath of federal indifference. The plot thickened with a revelation from former high-ranking FBI officials. They sounded the alarm, declaring Biden's border policies an invasion of military-age foreigners, posing unprecedented threats to American security. It's a chilling narrative, reminiscent of a Hollywood thriller, yet starkly real. In response to this dire situation, states like Virginia, Arkansas, Ohio, and Florida are rallying behind Texas, echoing Governor Abbott's call for a fortified border. It's a chorus of solidarity, striking a chord with those yearning for law and order. Yet, amidst this showdown, Biden's bizarre speech in Wisconsin on Bidenomics struck a discordant note. The president's muddled message was a stark contrast to the clear and present danger at the border, underscoring a leadership crisis at the helm. As the show wrapped up, Hannity left us pondering a profound question. What will Joey do? Will Biden escalate tensions with Texas, or will he heed the call to enforce the law and secure our nation? It's a cliffhanger, leaving us on the edge of our seats, eagerly awaiting the next episode in this political saga. In conclusion, last night's Hannity was a masterclass in conservative commentary. Blending serious political analysis with a dash of humor and storytelling, Hannity captivated us with insights both witty and weighty. It was a night that encapsulated the spirit of a nation at a crossroads, torn between upholding its values and succumbing to the whims of an administration adrift.